U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, will make their first appearance as a ticket on Wednesday in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. The newly named pair plan to take on President Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence, in the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, Gopalan Balachandran, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was quite ambitious and wanted to run for public office. He added, "The women in our family are extremely strong, and she can handle the campaign." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, China's economic power is in some ways a greater global threat than the Soviet Union during the Cold War. One reason the top diplomat gave was that the Chinese Communist Party is already enmeshed in our economies, politics, and in our societies. Pompeo's remarks come after China's ambassador to London accused the United States last month of instigating conflict with Beijing before the November U.S. presidential election. U.S.-China relations have deteriorated sharply this year over issues such as Beijing's management of the coronavirus, its security clampdown in Hong Kong, and activities in the disputed South China Sea. Pompeo held talks with Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Prague earlier Wednesday on the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet condemned the